啊，来临的星期天啊，这个星期是感恩节。
This week we have Thanksgiving.
啊，所以今天我要讲关于感恩。
So today I'm going to speak about Thanksgiving.
那首先让我们来看圣经里面几处的经文。
First, let's look at a few passages in Scripture.
啊，首先是以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节。
Well, first look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20.
以弗所书第五章第十九到二十节说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对错，口唱心和，必赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father.
然后我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节。
And then we'll turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
最后我们看腓立比书第四章第六到第七节。
And finally we'll turn to Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7.
腓立比书第四章第六节说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
过去教会有至少有两个感恩的人。
In the past, our church had at least two thankful people.
如果你们在教会很久的话，你们知道他们是谁。
If you've been to church for a long time, then you know who they are.
一位是 Carol Wong.
One is Carol Wong.
另外是胡医师。
And the other one is Dr. Hu.
这两位姐妹和弟兄是个感恩的人。
The sister and this brother were thankful people.
那么自从我来这里牧养教会认识他们之后。
And after I came here, to pastor the church, I met them.
我从他们的身上学习了不少。
I've learned a lot from them.
我很少听到他们有什么抱怨。
I rarely hear them complain.
总是心里面充满那种喜乐。
They're always full of joy.
那如果我没有记错的话，
If I recall correctly,
大约在11年前的时候
about 11 years ago,
Carol 姐妹她的孙女得了这个癌症。
Carol's granddaughter got cancer.
然后有一天她约我到她家里为她的孙女祷告。
And one time she invited me to her family to pray for her granddaughter.
在谈话当中我感觉到她心里面充满了平安。
In our conversation, I felt like she was full of peace.
相信所发生的事情都有神的美意在当中。
She believed that whatever happened has God's good will in it.
那后来 ，Carol 的孙女离开世界。
Later on, her granddaughter passed away.
那我去参加她的追思礼拜。
And I went to the memorial service.
那时我看到 Carol 姐妹的脸上虽然带着这个悲伤的表情。
And then I saw, even though Carol was saddened,
但是却显露出从上头而来的那种平安。
Yet she exhibited the peace that is from above.
那有一个冬天，胡医师在家门前跌倒。
And one winter, Dr. Hu fell in front of his house.
折断了他的手腕。
And he broke his wrist.
那我去看他的时候，看到他心里面很喜乐。
And when I went to visit him, he was full of joy.
没有一句怨言。
He did not have a word of complaint.
而这两位年长的姐妹和弟兄能有长寿的生命。
These two elderly brother and sister had long lives.
我想是有他的原因的。
I believe there's reason.
原因是因为他们是一个感恩的人。
The reason is that they were thankful people.
而 Carol 姐妹离开世界的时候她95岁。
When her sister Carol left the world, she was 95.
胡医师当时91岁。
And Dr. Hu at the time was 91.
身体还很健康。
He was very healthy.
然后从医学跟心理学的角度来看。
From the perspective of medicine and psychology.
那懂得感恩的人他们的身心灵比较健康。
Those who know how to be thankful are mentally and emotionally healthier.
那我在这个一个医学网站做了一些调查。
There's a research survey done in, on a medical website.
然后发觉到一个感恩的人他在生活上能够 减轻他的压力。
And it discovered that those who are thankful have less stress in life.
并且能够提高身体的免疫力。
And they could raise their immune system.
一个感恩的人他的人生观是正确的。
A thankful person has a positive, correct, view of life.
然后他有一个优越的一个心态。
He has a joyful attitude.
与人的关系也很和谐。
And have good relationship with people.
因此一个懂得感恩的人是一个有福的人。
Therefore, a person who knows how to give thanks is a blessed person.
所以什么是感恩？
And what is thanksgiving?
那么圣经对这个感恩有什么教导？
And what teaching does the Bible have towards Thanksgiving?
然后刚才我们所看那些经文说
The passages that we read says
以弗所书第五章第十九到第二十节
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 19 and 20
当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说口唱心和的赞美主凡是要奉我们的主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing and making music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节说
And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says,
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
然后这两处经文劝勉我们要做一个感恩的人。
And these two passages exhort us to become thankful people.
并且要常常向神感恩。
And to always give thanks to God.
请注意这两处经文有两个要旨。
And please know two key points in these two passages.
就是常常跟凡事。
That is always and in all circumstances.
这两处经文教导我们不只是在好像在感恩节的时候才感恩。
So these two passages teach us that we don't just give thanks during Thanksgiving.
那无论在什么时候遇到任何的情况，圣经说要感恩。
It doesn't matter what circumstances we're facing, it tells us to give thanks.
所以这段经文说要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
And here it says, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs withFrom the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这两节经文听起来好像在教会崇拜的时候用诗歌来赞美神。
And this almost sounds like though it's during worship when we sing songs to praise God.
其实不是。
Actually, it's not.
因为这段经文谈到基督徒的心态还有他的态度。
Because here it speaks of a person's heart and their attitude.
因为感恩的心是一个态度来的。
Thankful heart is an attitude.
态度有两种。
There's two types of attitudes.
啊，好跟不好的态度。
Good and bad attitudes.
一个会感恩的人，他存有一个良好的态度。
A person who's thankful have a good attitude.
啊，一个不会感恩的人，他存有不好的态啊。不好的态度。
And a person who does not know, how to give thanks, it has bad attitudes.
为什么一个人不会感恩?
Why is a person does not know how to give thanks?
原因至少有三个。
There's at least three reasons.
第一个原因就是骄傲。
First is pride.
一个骄傲的人不会感恩了。
A proud person does not know how to give thanks.
因为他认为他的成就都是自己得来的。
Because he believes all his accomplishments comes from himself.
如果一个人认为他的成就不是从神而来，
If a person does not believe that his accomplishments comes from God,
他怎么会感恩呢？
How would he be thankful?
第二个原因，
The second reason
是抱怨，
is complaint.
一个经常抱怨的人是一个不会感恩的人。
A person who complains often is someone who does not know how to give thanks.
我曾经跟您分享过，以前我在公司有一位同事。
I've shared with you before that I had a coworker in the past.
每次见到他，他都抱怨。
Every time I see him, he's complaining.
而且批评，经常批评别人。
And he often criticizes others.
不是对这个不满，就是。这个不对。
So he's not satisfied with people and always find fault.
那总是觉得别人欠他的。
And he always felt like the others owed him.
那么其实当我们看这个旧约圣经的时候
，Actually, when we look through the Old Testament,
我们发觉到以色列人在旷野的时候是一个很典型的一个例子。
We realize that Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, was a typical example.
他们经常抱怨。
They complained often.
埋怨神为什么把他们从埃及地领出来。
They grumbled against God and asked why did God bring them out of Egypt.
生在埃及多么好。
It was so great living in Egypt.
有各种各样的东西可以吃。
They had all kinds of different things to eat.
但是现在只有吃玛纳。
But now they only have manna.
所以我们看到以色列人是埋怨的一群。
So we see that the Israelites were complainers.
那直到神的审判临到他们的身上。
So that God's judgment fell on them.
所以我们看到第一个原因，一个不会感恩的人，因为他骄傲。
So the first reason a person is not thankful is because of pride.
第二个原因是因为他经常抱怨。
Second reason is complaints.
那第三个原因呢？一个不会感恩的人是一个活在福中不知福的人。
And third reason is that a person who's not thankful because although he lives amongst blessings, he does not realize it.
我们在路加福音第十七章谈到主耶稣前往这个耶路撒冷的事。
And in Luke 17, it records of a time when Jesus was going towards Jerusalem.
那当他前往耶路撒冷的时候，他经过这个。撒玛利亚和加利利。
And when he was going towards Jerusalem, he passed through Samaria and Galilee.
他进入一个村庄里面。
He entered a village.
那么圣经描述到有十个长麻风的灵面向他而来。
And the Bible tells us that there were 10 lepers who came towards him.
求耶稣医治他们。
And they asked Jesus to heal them.
这圣经告诉我们这十个长大毛风的都被得到医治。
And the Bible tells us that all 10 lepers were healed.
在路加福音第17章15节到16节记载说。
And, in Luke 17:15-16 it records.
他说内中有一个见自己已经好了就回来大声荣耀归荣耀以神又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这个人是撒玛利亚人。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan.
十个长大麻风的人来求耶稣医治他们。
There were 10 lepers who asked Jesus to heal them.
十个人都得到医治。
All 10 were healed.
但是只有一个人回来向耶稣感谢。
But only one came back to give thanks to Jesus.
其余的都不见了。
All the rest disappeared.
我在一个月前，我陪师母到医院去看医生。
A month ago, I went with Mrs. Liu to go see the doctor.
然后当天等候室里坐了不少的病人。
And that day in the waiting room, there were a lot of people.
然后在我的旁边坐了一位中年妇女。
And next to me sat a middle-aged woman.
啊，看起来她好像是一个需要帮助的人。
She looked like someone who needed help.
那么在谈话当中，我发现到她是一个无家可归的人。
And in our conversation, I discovered that she was a homeless person.
啊，当时她住在这个 Joy Junction.
And she was living at Joy Junction.、
啊、Joy Junction 是服侍这些无家可归的人。
Joy Junction is a place that serves the homeless.
那么将近中午的时候
，around noontime，
啊，她问我们哪里有东西吃。
She asked us where she could find food.
我跟他说我去买东西给你。
And I told her, I'll go and get something for you.
那我就到附近的 Subway 买了一些的食物给他。
And I went to Subway and bought something for her.
他拿到食物之后。
And when she got the food,
狼吞虎咽的一下子把食物就吃完了。
She wolfed down the food.
他没有说一声谢谢。
She did not utter a word of thanks.
那回家后那个傍晚。
And after I got home in the evening,
那我突然间想起主耶稣所医治那十个长大麻风的病人。
I suddenly remember the 10 lepers that Jesus had healed.
十个得到医治。
10 were healed.
但是只有一个回来向耶稣感谢。
But only one came back to give thanks.
其实是世界上有不少这种人。
Actually, in the world, there are many people like this.
活在福中不知道福
的。Although they are truly blessed, they do not realize it.
所以在罗马书第一章二十一节，保罗说。
So in Romans 1:21, Paul says.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚荒，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
然后这节经文描述到一个不会感恩的人。
And this passage describes an individual who does not know how to give thanks.
他们的思念变为虚妄。
They their thinking became futile.
无知的心就昏暗了。
And their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以主耶稣后来说了这些话。
So Jesus said these words.
他说除了这个外族人再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？
Has no one returned to give praise to God except for this foreigner?
就对那人说起来吧你的信救了你了。
Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well.
因为这个人把荣耀归给神。
And because this individual gave glory to God.
并且感谢神。
And he gave thanks to God.
因此耶稣对他说你的信救了你。
So, Jesus said, your faith has made you well.
一个会感恩的人他不会抱怨。
A person who is thankful does not complain.
然后他知道他所拥有的。
He knows what he has.
他所处在的环境里面他知道有神的安排。
In the environment that he lives in, he realized that there's God's plan.
曾经有一位很贫穷的一个妇女。
One time there was a poor woman.
她有两个小孩。
She had two children.
因为很贫穷因此没有办法给孩子一个温暖的房子和衣服。
Because she was very poor, she could not provide a warm place for her kids nor warm clothing.
然后冬天到来的时候，这个寒风从外面吹进来，吹进屋子里面。
And during winter, the cold wind was seeping into the house.
母亲就以一块木板把这个窗口挡住。
And the mother used a plank of wood to block off the wind.
但是这个寒风还是能够从这个裂缝吹进屋子里面。
But the wind is still coming in.
母亲就有点抱怨。
And so the mother started to complain.
但是其中的一个孩子对母亲说。
But one of the children said to their mother.
他说妈妈 外头里面还有很多孩子，流浪的孩子。
She said, "Mother, there's many homeless children out there."
连挡住那个寒风的那个木板都没有。
They don't even have a board to block off the wind.
那虽然这个孩子他活在一个很贫困的一个环境里面。
And even though this child is living in poverty.
但是他感觉到自己比那些外头的孩子来得好。
Yeah, he felt like he was in a better situation than the other kids.
我们如果有读过这个约伯记的，都能够经历到约伯所经历的。
And if you have read the book of Job, you realize the things that he went through.
那约伯是一个当时非常富有的一个人。
Job was an extremely wealthy individual at the time.
但圣经说他在一夜之间他的财富全部消失了。
But the Bible tells us that overnight all his wealth went away.
所以根据约伯记第一章第21节22节的记载说。
And according to Job chapter 1 verses 21 and 22 it says,
这个是约伯经历那个苦难之后所说的一番话。
And this is what Job said after what happened.
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
And said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I departed. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
May the name of the Lord be praised.
我在一切的事上，约伯必不犯罪，也不以神为疑妄。
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
那约伯知道他所拥有的是来自耶和华神。
Job knows that all that he has comes from God.
神赏赐，他收取。
God gave and God took away.
因此约伯没有妄凭神。
So, Job did not turn away from God.
Johnny Erickson Tata, 可能你们有些人认识他。
Johnny Erickson Tata, perhaps some of you have heard of her.
轮椅上的画家。
She's an artist in wheelchair.
他在很年轻的时候，17岁因潜水使到他的脊椎骨受伤了。
She had a diving accident when she was 17 and injured her spine.
那造成她全身瘫痪。
So she was paralyzed.
从今以后她不能够走路。
She could not walk.
她也不能够再游泳了。
She could not swim.
所以她必须坐在轮椅上。
She was confined to a wheelchair.
由别人来服侍她。
And she served by others.
所以Johnny 他所经历的是人没有办法无法形容的。
So what she experienced is something that is indescribable.
一个年轻活泼的一个女孩子成为一个瘫痪的人。
For a young active girl to become paralyzed.
不是一个简单的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
她曾经埋怨过神，为什么这些事情临到她的身上。
At one point, she complained against God, asking why did all these things happen to her.
这个是几十年前的事情。
And this is many years ago.
所以你今天已经是一个中年的妇女。
She is a middle-aged woman now.
但是在过去几十年的时间里面，神大大的使用她。
But in these past years, God used her greatly.
使到千千万万的人，特别是那些残障的人。
So that, many thousands of people, especially those who are disabled.
那些不信的人。
And those who do not believe.
他们受到鼓励还有被提升。
And that they're encouraged and uplifted.
今天在这个广播电台还是可以听到他的节目。
And, today her, show is still broadcast through the radio.
所以每次我听到他的广播的时候。
So every time when I listen to her broadcast,
我都会感受到她是一个感恩的人。
I am truly touched by the fact that she's a thankful person.
所以圣经教导我们不只要做个感恩的人。
So the Bible teaches us not only to be thankful people.
还说要常常感恩。
But to give thanks always.
凡事感恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
所以感恩不是 感恩节的时候才感恩，是不是？
So giving thanks is not something that only happens at the time of Thanksgiving.
所以我们一年一次来感恩。
So, every year, once a year, we come to give thanks.
其他的时候不必感恩。
And all the other times we don't need to.
所以圣经说我们要做个感恩的人，并且要常常感恩。
So the Bible tells us to become thankful people and to give thanks always.
不单如此，凡事上要感恩。
And not only this, give thanks in all circumstances.
事情如意的时候或者不如意，我们要感恩。
Whether things are going smoothly or not, we need to give thanks.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节说。
So Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
凡事谢恩，因为这个是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以当保罗讲这句话的时候。
So when Paul said this,
他不是处在一个一帆风顺的一个境况里面。
He was not living in a life of smooth sailing.
那保罗在传福音的时候受到很大的迫害。
Paul was greatly persecuted in the process of spreading the gospel.
那圣经也告诉我们他被敌人追赶。
And the Bible told us that he was chased off by his enemies.
那甚至被关在监牢里面。
He was imprisoned.
保罗是在这种情况之下讲了这些话。
But it's under these circumstances that Paul wrote this.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
你知道为什么保罗有这种感恩的态度？
Do you know why Paul has such a thankful attitude?
原因是记载在这些经文里面。
And it's recorded here.
哥林多后书第四章第八节说，我们四面受敌，却不住困住，心里作难，却不至失望。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair.
还有遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，打倒了，却不至死亡，身上常常带着耶稣的死衣。耶稣的身也显明在我们的身上。
Okay. Continue from there.
对不起，因为没有打上去哦，那段经文。然后保罗继续的说下去。
And Paul continues.
他说：“我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。”
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，那不见的是永远的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
我们因着保罗存有这种世界观，
And because of Paul's worldview,
能够使到成为他成为一个感恩的人。
He was able to be a thankful person.
那么一个感恩的基督徒，他表现出一个怎么样的生命
？And a thankful Christian exhibits a particular type of life.
那刚才我们看到圣经说，一个凡事感恩是神在基督徒身上的旨意。
And the scripture says that it is God's will for you to give thanks always.
当一个基督徒凡事感恩的时候，他是行在神的旨意当中。
When a Christian gives thanks in all circumstances, and then he is walking in God's will.
一个会感恩的人表现出他是一个成熟的人。
And a thankful person reflects the fact that he's a mature individual.
灵命有深度的人。
And he has depths spiritually.
就好像 Johnny Erickson 一样。
And just like Johnny Erickson.
他经过极大的苦难还有这个逃造。
Even though she was, went through much suffering and testing.
成为一个感恩的人。
She became a thankful person.
成为一个灵命有深度的人。
She became someone with spiritual depth.
那叶伯所经历的苦难是 普通人不能够体会的。
And the suffering that Job went through is something that most of us cannot comprehend.
啊，他所经历的苦难，使约伯也曾经埋怨过神。
And through his the suffering, he also complained against God.
啊，但是苦难之后，我们在约伯记啊看到自己他所说的话。
But after his suffering, we see that what Job says.
他说：“我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看到你。”
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
啊，约伯讲这句话，显示他对神的感恩。
And Job said these things to reflect his thankfulness towards God.
感恩是一个成熟基督徒的一个标志。
And Thanksgiving is a sign of maturity in as a Christian.
那也显示他对神的信靠还有顺服。
And it shows that their trust and faith in God.
他知道神在掌权。
He knows that God is in control.
一切的事情都在神的掌权之下。
Everything is in His hands.
有神的旨意在当中。
And has God's will in it.
所以感恩首先表现出一个成熟的一个生命。
So Thanksgiving reveals a mature life.
然后第二也为神带来美好的见证。
And second, it also brings a good testimony towards God.
所以当一个人存一个基督徒存有一个感恩的态度的时候
So when a Christian is full of thanksgiving,
他的生命影响到别人
His life influences others.
他使到人经历到神
He causes others to experience God.
就好像 Carol Wong 姐妹跟胡医师一样
Just like Sister Carol Wong and Dr. Hu.
其实他的生命真的是影响到我的生命。
Their lives really impacted mine.
所以在这个腓立比书保罗也说。
So in Philippians, Paul also said,
他说凡所行的都不要发怨言。
Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
哦起争论使你们无可指责诚实无为。在这弯曲不妙的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀一样
So that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation then you will shine among them like stars in the sky
然后让我们想想我们是好不像 好像不像好像这个灯明亮明明光照耀这样。
So are we like stars in the sky?
我们讲了这个 Carol Wong 跟吴医师是一个感恩的人。
We spoke of Carol Wong and Dr. Hu as thankful people.
其实我看到他们对神的信靠还有神的爱。
Actually, I saw their trust in God and their reliance on him.
因此他们的生命影响到了我的生命。
Therefore, their lives impacted mine.
反过来说，当你跟一个经常埋怨的人在一起的时候
On the flip side, if you are with people who complain a lot,
你会感到心里很烦呢。
Your heart will be troubled.
华人有一句话说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
And there's idiom basically meaning that you become what your surroundings like.
换句话说，你跟一个好人在一起，你就成为一个好人了。
So if you're with a good person, you become good.
如果你跟一个坏人在一起，你会成为一个坏人的。
If you are with a bad person, you are influenced by that.
无论如何，跟一个感恩的人在一起，好过跟一个经常埋怨的人在一起。
But no matter what, it's easier to be with a thankful person than a complaining person.
所以，一个会感恩的人，他表现出怎样的一个生命
？So a thankful person reveals their lives.
首先，一个感恩的人表现出一个成熟的一个生命。
First, a thankful person reveals a mature life.
灵啊，这个灵命有深度的人。
And that spiritually they have depth.
啊，第二就是一个会感恩的人，他为神带来美好的见证。
Second, a thankful person brings about a good testimony for God.
然后第三，一个会感恩的人，他是一个能够顺服神并且信靠神的人。
And thirdly, a person who is thankful, obeys and trusts God.
所以这个感恩跟顺服跟信靠是有密切关系的。
So, being thankful and obedience and reliance on God are all related.
所以当一个人存有这个感恩的态度的时候
，So when a person has a thankful attitude,
他自然而然会信靠而且顺服神。
He will naturally trust and obey God.
所以腓立比书第四章第六到第七节说
，So in Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 it says,
应当一无挂虑，记得啊，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以这些经文说明。一个基督徒对神的信靠。
So this passage speaks of a Christian's trust in God.
所以当我们处在困境的时候，圣经说必一无挂虑的时候，也能够感恩的时候，表示我们对神的信靠。
So when we are not anxious about anything and we're able to give thanks, then it shows our trust in God.
也相信神会保守我们的心怀意念。
And it also keeps our hearts and our minds.
忧虑是很多人所面对的问题。
Worry is something that many people faces.
包括信耶稣的人。
Including Christians.
一个忧虑的人，他不会感恩。
A person who is anxious does not know how to give thanks.
因为忧虑夺去我们心中的喜乐。
Because worry takes away the joy in our hearts.
那直到我们失去心中的感恩。
So that we could no longer give thanks in our hearts.
所以在第六节里面说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们的事情告诉神。
So it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
所以圣经讲得很清楚，当我们有忧虑的时候
，So the Bible is very clear when we have worries.
我们必须要来到神的面前向他祷告。
We need to come before God and pray to Him.
并且也存着一个感恩的心向他祷告。
And also pray to Him with a thankful heart.
圣经也讲得很清楚，当我们这样做的时候
，And the Bible is also very clear.
那出人意外的平安将会临到我们的身上。
That the peace which surpasses all understanding will come to us.
你不如尝试一下。
You should try it.
一个感恩的人心中必有平安。
A person who's thankful will have peace in their hearts.
有平安，忧虑就会消失掉。
And with peace, then worry goes away.
所以圣经说我们应当常常的感恩。
So the Bible tells us to give thanks always.
凡事都感恩。
In all circumstances.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
感恩是一个属灵美德。
Thanksgiving is a spiritual virtue.
一个感恩的基督徒是一个成熟的人。
A thankful Christian is a mature individual.
灵命有深度的人。
He has spiritual depth.
他也经常给神带来美好的见证。
And he will often bring about testimony for God.
那同时也表现出他是一个信靠顺服神的人。
And exhibit that he is an individual who trusts and obeys God.
让我们大家做一个感恩的人。
Let's all be thankful people.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us. Let us quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message.
Let us quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message. 我们到底是一个感恩的人，还是经常抱怨的人？
Let's reflect on ourselves whether we are thankful people or complainers.
如果我们在生活里面经常抱怨的话，
If we complain often in our lives.
那么从今天开始，让我们遵守圣经的教导。
Let us follow the teaching of Scripture from now on.
做一个感恩的人。
To become thankful people.
常常的感恩，凡事要感恩。
To give thanks always and in all circumstances.
因为当我们这样做的时候，我们行在神的旨意当中。
Because when we do this, we are walking in God's will.
当我们这样做的时候，我们得到神的喜悦。
And when we do this, we are pleasing to God.
因为神不喜悦一个经常抱怨的生命。
Because God does not delight in a grumbling individual.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
更加的信靠你。
That we will trust you more.
就如保罗在更多前书所说。
Just as what Paul says in 1 Corinthians.
因我们所信的不是这些所看见的。
Because we do not believe what is seen.
因为这些看见的都是暂时的。
But what is, because what is seen is temporary.
那看不见的才是永恒的。
But the unseen is eternal.
因此，天父求你帮助我们。
So Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们做一个感恩的人。
Help us to be thankful people.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.